Come on, we're almost out. I can see daylight. What? This exit is just... all there is a cliff face in front of the ocean. Oh, and that's the beach. Or the ocean and a bunch of sharp rocks at the bottom. We must have taken a wrong turn. Ugh. Let's pause for a second. At least we're out of the dungeon. I'm out of breath. This crossbow is so heavy. Okay, you're seeing this too, right? Think. This is a dead end, even if it is outside. We have to turn back into the dungeon and find a way out of it. Those traps are just vicious, though. Everything was dripping and green and smelt like salt. I don't think this place has always been above ground. Hey, you're being quiet. Did you get grazed on the way out? When the walls started closing in? No? Oh, good. I never knew I was claustrophobic until today. That's fun. I learned something new about myself. Yeah, I'm okay. My scratch doesn't look infected. At least we got a good haul. What happened to that crown? The one shaped like a jellyfish? Yeah, I saw you grab it. The trails of gems hanging off it really caught the dim dungeon light. You got it? Like, it's with you right now? Oh, good. Listen, while we're alone and outside, I just need to ask you one last time. Look, don't make that face at me. We've been working as a team for half a year now. A good team. Are you sure you don't want to take the next step together? You know what I mean. Become romantically involved. As a couple. I'm sorry to be pushy. I really am. I care about you. I work with you every day, and I can't stop thinking about you, and I want to be with you. I was really shocked when your answer was no. That's what you have to say? Oh, it's not the time for this conversation. Really? You mean now, when we're alone on a remote ocean cliffside after barely escaping a dungeon trap together? Drunk off the treasure haul we got? This isn't a good time to ask you about getting together? Why not? No, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you, and I'm sick of this heartache. No, I'm done. Hand over the jellyfish crown you got. It's my fair share. I want to leave. No, I'm not waiting to divide the treasure. I deserve it. It's equal to what my portion would be, and it's easy to carry. If you're going to reject me again, then I'm done playing nice. It's time for me to strike out on my own. I said hand it over. I want to go. I see you drawing your sword.
No, if you take another step towards me, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm not dumb enough to get close and go toe-to-toe with you. Just throw it over. No, I don't want to talk about it. You didn't want to talk about it. And I don't even want to look at you. You broke my heart. No! No, don't fall! I'm...
I caught you. I caught you. It's okay. Let's get you safe on dry land.
Hi. It's okay. You're safe now. But take your time waking up. The sight of me is going to take your breath away. Oh, I should make sure my hair is okay. Okay, okay, now open your eyes. Well, hi there, two legs. You didn't have to fall for me so hard. Those rocks almost broke you open like a shellfish. I pulled that arrow out of you, too. I tried not to peek at your body while I bandaged you up, though I was curious. Look at those little wiggly toes you have! Oh, they're so cute! They look like worms! Hey, shh. It's okay, baby. I love your worms. Besides, this is my big heroic moment. Don't scuttle away from me. Relax. You're alive. The sun is shining. We're on a beach. This is a vibe, beautiful. Lean into it. Everyone wants to wake up next to a pretty heroine. What are you pointing at? Oh, my tail. Oh, I know, isn't it pretty? Look, I'm waving at you with it. Hi. I just love the color, don't you? It's soft and pink, just like the rest of me. That line made you stop moving. Yeah, hey. I'm funny, it's okay. Lay back down in the sand with me. Feel the sun on your skin. This is the start of the adventure. It'll be over before you know it, so savor this part, okay? Good. Oh, you're so cute. Are those freckles? I'm crazy about human freckles. I just want to walk my fingers up your arm and poke at you. But you've had a rough day, so I'll put my head on your shoulder instead. Ah, let me see your hand. Aww. Our hands fit so nicely together. What size ring do you wear? Why am I asking? Isn't that the human tradition? Rings for engagement? or did you change it? I keep finding rings in the water. I could get you some earrings, too. I have a beautiful pearl collection. Oh, and now I'm looking at your tiny ears. They look like little seashell curls. Oh, should I speak louder around you, since your ears are so small? There you go, scuttling around again. Why are you so jumpy? Are you shy? Was I not supposed to kiss you until our wedding night? Huh? Are you playing dumb? It's okay. I'm not intimidated by smart people. You can learn a lot from them. Oh, of course we're engaged. I saw everything. He rejected that vile woman with the crossbow and dove into the ocean with my engagement crown. It was so romantic. Even though we've never met, you knew I was your one true love. And then I got to save you and breathe air back into your frail, tiny human lungs. And I only wasted a little bit of time looking for your gills. I'm blushing just thinking about it. This is going to make a great story for our hundreds of children once they hatch. Don't be silly. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, like that. You look shocked. I'm sorry, I only spied on you a little. Come on, this is our romantic moment. You are willing to injure yourself to be with me. That harpy with the crossbow was vile. Pushing my betrothed for a romance like that. I just wanna, hold her down until the bubbles stop. Oh, we've only just met, so I should show you a kinder side of me. But I've listened to sailors talk, so I know how to say some pretty mean things. Are you ready? Don't be shocked. I promise I'm a nice person. Okay. This will help calm you down. You still look very shocked. Let me flip my hair back first. Okay, here's my mean thing. The woman with the crossbow, she looks like she could eat an apple through a picket fence. Aw, are you laughing? You have a beautiful smile. Hey, I've always wanted to know since I've heard that, what's a fence? Do you need one at all? Should I get one for you? Oh, good. How are you feeling? Aw. Here, let me tap your mouth shut. There. Or are you trying to show me that you're hungry? Well, like I said, of course we're engaged. Why would you say that? Yeah. My mother hid my engagement crown when I was born. She built a whole dungeon around it, so only someone worthy could find it. You what? You didn't know? Hey, come on. Stop joking with me. This is our special moment. The start of our romance. You were going to sell it? My betrothal crown? But what if some brute got a hold of it? Then I'd have to marry them. Oh, look, please don't sell it. I'm going to be a great wife, I promise. I'm a lot of fun, and I get such a good feeling from you. Please don't leave me. How are we going to be together if I'm a mermaid? Oh, that's easy. Yeah, put the crown on, okay? Come with me. Yes, into the water. It's okay. Do you trust me? If you do, then follow me. Hey, the water's fine, right? Look! Look at you! You have such a beautiful mermaid tail! Don't worry, when you step out of the ocean, you'll have your legs back. You know, you can make that tail whatever color you want. Yeah, just concentrate and think of it. Ooh, pretty. You have good taste. And I'm not just saying that because I desperately want you to marry me. How are you feeling? The transformation is supposed to be painless, but why don't you swim over to me? Oh yes, I have secrets to tell you, my betrothed. Good. Listen, will you let me take you on a date? I can show you the bottom of the ocean. You'll be able to see it now. We can explore sunken pirate ships filled with treasure. You like treasure, right? Your pockets were full of trinkets. You still look a little hesitant. But look, I can tell you how beautiful the ocean is. No, it's very powerful. Yeah, I know words that are so magical. They'll make you fall in love with the ocean. And then, hopefully, you'll fall in love with me. You look skeptical. But it's true. What is it? It's the start of a story about mermaids that my mother used to tell me. I'd beg her to say it to me over and over again, every night before we slept. Well, because listening to it made me want to be a mermaid. And I want that for you. Trust me. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not convinced after, I'll let you go. I'll take you to shore and everything. I'm not asking so much, am I? One sweet story in your ear? Good. Let me hold you, my betrothed. Yes, come closer. Let me wrap my tail around you. This is how we embrace. Are you ready? Take a deep breath in and listen. Close your eyes and let your mind draw pictures. Let me in the water support you. We will keep you afloat. Thank you for letting me share my magic words with you. Ahem. Yes, I'm starting now. Just let me hold you. Okay. Far out in the ocean, the water is as blue as the petals of the loveliest cornflower, and as clear as the purest glass. But it is very deep, too. It goes down deeper than any anchor rope will go, and many, many church steeples would have to be stacked, one on top of another, to reach from the bottom of the surface of the sea. It is down there that the sea folk live. Oh, you're so warm. Hang on, there's more. There's like a little bit more. But you're doing great. Now, don't suppose that there are only bare white sands at the bottom of the sea. No, indeed. The most marvelous trees and flowers grow down there, with such pliant stalks and leaves that the least stir in the water makes them move about as if they were alive. That's my favorite part. All sorts of fish, large and small, dart among the branches, just as birds flit through the trees up here. From the deepest spot in the ocean rises the palace of the Sea King. Its walls are made from coral, and its high pointed windows of the clearest amber. But the roof is made from mussel shells that open and shut with the tide. This is a wonderful sight to see, for every shell holds glistening pearls. Yeah, it really does. Any one of which would be the pride of a queen's crown. And, well, that's all I have memorized. But it's true. It really is like that down there. And you don't have to marry me if you're not ready. But I want to know you. I've wanted to know you since I saw you run out of that dungeon and advocate for yourself. Since you washed up in my arms and gasped for air. Won't you please come down into the water with me? Just for a little while? You will. Oh, thank you. You've made me the happiest mermaid. But you seem very relaxed right now, so I won't scream with delight. Did you like the start of the story? Oh, good. I have so many things to share with you. This will be the last time you breathe in air for a while. Why don't you take a deep breath or two before we submerge? Yeah, I'll walk you through it. Okay. I love feeling your lungs working inside your body. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the crest of your inhale. And then let a long, slow exhale out. Release the muscles in your face. Unclench your jaw. You're doing good. I'm right here with you. And again, a longer, deeper breath in. Hold it. And release in a sigh. And your last, longest, deepest inhale. Hold. And relax. Exhale slowly. Good. You're not alone, okay? We're gonna go together. Thank you.